Hello and welcome to Calling Monster Island, where the host Godzilla Kid will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. And today is the 2-year anniversary of Calling Monster Island. I'm very, very happy. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm incredibly happy to be here, you know? And so basically, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing a little commentary. So, I'm going to commentate this entire movie. My favorite Godzilla movie of all time. I'm going to commentate it. And so, right now I'm just getting it prepped and everything. Just ready for, ready for the commentation, you know? Basically, in case you wanted to do this, if you have a podcast of your own, you just kind of pretty much mute the audio, turn on subtitles, and just read everything. Of course, I barely need to read anything because I know this movie by heart. This is one of my favorite movies of all time, but yeah. So, without further ado, what you're gonna want to do right now is, when I say go, you're gonna pause it, you're gonna pause this, and you're gonna get right to the place with Gabra's face right in center frame, and the subtitle should say, directed by Ishiro Honda. You're gonna get to that point, and then the commentation of this amazing film will start, so yeah. And of course, you could listen to this as just a regular episode. By the way, throughout the episode, you are going to hear some little transition noises. That's just because of my recording format. I can't record for, you know, like more than an hour. I can only record for 30-minute intervals. So, every once in a while, I'm going to say pause, and then you're just going to pause the movie, and then you're going to hear a little transition noise. I'll say play, and then you will just press play on the movie, and we'll keep going exactly where we were. So, yeah. So, when I say go, get yourself right to Ishiro Honda. You can go ahead and pause me, and we'll start this film. So, go. Okay, so, if you didn't pause me, and you didn't get to where it says directed by Ishiro Honda, well, too bad, because I'm not doing this again, so let's get started. By the way, this movie is streaming on HBO Max, Pluto TV, and Tubi, and on YouTube for free with ads, in case you have no way to watch this on DVD. So, basically right now, where we are, is we're in, you know, 1960s Japan, and just we're seeing the cars, you know, drive by and stuff, and, you know, we kind of get a view for what this world is like, you know, we see Sancho the bully push Ichiro, the main character, out of the way. Ichiro does that little face at him, and then he keeps walking with his friend. And, it kind of looks like a really dreary place to live in, you know, and I feel like that's the right idea that they had. So we hear a tire screech, Ichiro runs over, he thinks it sounds like Minya, and then his friend says, Minya? Wow, that doesn't sound like Minya at all. She says, how do you know? And then Ichiro's like, well, I know him. And she's like, liar, you've never seen him before. And he just is like, rats. So, yeah. More cars. Another part of the monster march. Why is there such a hard place to live? Godzilla is shocked. Minya is trembling too. Yeah. I've always felt like this movie had a better view on pollution than Hedora did, because Hedora felt like full out like 60s psychedelic stuff. This is talking about like how it literally says they're the real monsters, you know, Megaton, Smog, and all that. They're the real monsters. Oh, here we are. We're gonna meet Ichiro's dad, one of my favorite characters in this movie. So Ichiro's just asking if his boy's going home, telling him the news about his mom, you know. And well, not telling him the news about his mom, because he doesn't learn about that until later. But and then Ichiro just kind of flops his hands at his side. I feel like a really cool element of this film is how we see the sadness of Ichiro with his parents and stuff. And this is one of the standout moments of this film, where he finds the vacuum tube, which, if you don't know, vacuum tubes are things that were put inside CRT TVs, aka just old TVs, and it helped them run. And now we see this scene with Ichiro's dad sitting down with one of his coworkers, just talking kind of about, you know, his son, you know, like, about how Ichiro, you know, doesn't have a great place to live. Like, he's not he always has bullies, you know. He's by himself all the time. He needs someone around a lot, you know. And as his friend said, a latchkey kid. And they want to move somewhere the air is clean. But they can't because, you know, money. And then we get introduced to the main, you know, side plot of this film, that the robbers have stolen 50 million yen from a bank, which is one of the main side plots of this movie, and one of my favorite, well, not one of my favorite, but one of the more well-executed kiddie Godzilla tropes, I guess. So, yeah. So, Ichiro's just trying to sneak into this abandoned building. And then I think it's so weird how all these Gabbro children just poke their faces out of tire and car parts and just start annoying Ichiro, and for some reason he doesn't get out of the fence. Or, like, get out of the fenced-in area while he still can with his friend. Because her mom is like, you know, you better not play in there. That place is dangerous, Ichiro's friend's mom says. And then Ichiro proceeds to venture farther in, gets confronted immediately by the bullies, and then they start, like, trying to take the vacuum tube from him. He just willingly gives it to him because, I mean, he's small, you know. He doesn't know how to do anything against these guys. And then one of the main things I see people complain about is the motorcycle horn in this movie. About people, like, the motorcycle horn is, it's a thing that's, you know, renewed in the end and everything. And I'll talk about that, you know, even later in the end of the film, or at the end of the film. But I felt like that element of the film was executed really well, but the view that I've seen a lot of people have is really weird. And here we just kind of got a throwaway scene with just police people in a police car talking on the radio. And then Ichiro getting home. Yeah, so this is something I never understood about this movie, but the playing on the car thing always confused me. But yeah, so we see Ichiro getting home. And now we get introduced to one of my favorite Godzilla characters ever. This toy maker guy, which I forget his name, but he is making the kitty computer. The kitty computer. And It's your ask. Can I do stuff like my homework? And no, it's basically like what those like I'm trying to think, like those educational programs, those like free educational programs that you find online, just telling you about Apollo 11. And then Ichiro was talking about how he wants to go to Monster Island. Yeah. So you can see Minya, Godzilla, Rodan, Kumonga. Rodan is never in this movie, by the way. And then he mentions Gabra. And then the toy maker's like, "Who's Gabra? I've never heard of him." And Ichiro's, he's talking about his bully. That's what they call it, Gabra. It's like, I think the way they handle this of instead of like they kind of mirror things in this world. We get this cool contrast. We have a human who has a human monster who's always bullying, and then we get an actual monster who has a like real monster bullying him. And yeah, I really like that in this movie. Oh, yep, burned his foot. One of the better jokes in this film. Whose drawer was that? Mine. And now we see Ichiro arriving home, putting the key on the little hook. Okay, this is something that I thought was always really weird. So does he not have any homework? Because I would like to think that Ichiro is a very good boy and doesn't have any homework, and he's eating his snack and, being a good child. But does he have homework? Is he just ignoring his homework? Because I don't think he has any homework, because in this entire film we're supposed to view that he's a good boy, but he doesn't have any homework, I guess. I'm not sure. Anyways, he's eating, I think that's an onpon. It looks really good. And yeah, he's for some reason The Young and the Restless was on in Japan, and Ichiro just like cringes at it, turns it off, takes his snack, runs in to the other room, and just pulls out his toy computer, which, it was the 60s. You could find like machine parts. Just, I guess it was from that abandoned building that he saw. He just found a bunch of machine parts and stuff. But like, this is actually like fairly well done, It just has a bunch of random machine parts like stuck together. But yeah, the fact that he got all those different machine parts is kind of cool. And now we see Ichiro trying to get to Monster Island, which is one of the better sequences in this movie, in how it's done. I just think it's funny. Yeah, by the way, the an island that no one's ever heard of ever, you can just take a jet there. Although I get it, this is Ichiro's a dream world, None of this is actually happening. This is set in the real world. Oh, yeah, so everybody, in case you were wondering, we are flying Pan American in the first flight to Monster Island, which has departed on schedule from Haneda Airport. Thank you for flying Haneda Airport. Thank you for flying Pan American, and if you have to go to the bathroom, they are in the back. And now I guess Ichiro's looking for a different bathroom. Maybe that one was occupied. Anyways, he sees these invisible pilots who say that they're prepping for landing on Monster Island. We get a zoom in on Monster Island, a bunch of flashing lights, epilepsy warning for people who have epilepsy. You probably shouldn't watch Godzilla movies if you have epilepsy. I'm very sorry, but stock footage Godzilla from Son of Godzilla. Now, this is one of the better stock footage fights in this movie. I know people complain about the stock footage use, but I don't mind it. If it's good fights like this, which this is a good fight, Then I don't mind it. It was all like late-ish Showa fights. They were all the island fights, so they weren't too horrendous. Unlike some of the late Showa fights. But, well, actually, I guess some of Godzilla is considered early Showa. So I guess most of these are considered early. Actually, all of these are considered early Showa. I forget, like, All Monsters Attack was like the first late Showa era movie. The first late Showa era. I think I said early, but I meant to say late. Anyways, Ichiro climbs a tree, and we're about to see Gorosaurus. There he is. There's the boy. I think that's not stock footage. It might be from King Kong Escapes, but I'm not sure. There's Manda, a throwaway scene of Manda. Anguirus. I wish he would have been more prominently shown in this movie. And the giant condor, everybody's favorite motion sickness inducing monster. I remember the giant condor kaiju profile from Wikizilla, and it was hosted by Astounding Beyond Belief. And they said that the giant condor has had both encounters with King Kong and Godzilla because, the giant con there was a giant condor in the King Kong show, and the giant condor from Ebirah versus or Godzilla versus Ebirah or Ebirah Horror of the Deep and this movie. And they said, "Well, we all know who the secret monster of Godzilla versus Kong is." And I was always like, "That would be fun, actually." But no, that didn't happen. We got Mechagodzilla, and Mechagodzilla was cool, but Ugh, finally that fight is over. Wonderful, because that's probably my least favorite fight in the entire Godzilla franchise. Not kidding. I hate that fight because it gives me, like, motion sickness. Oh no, it's Kamacris. Better run. You probably shouldn't run on this island because it's a giant island with a bunch of sharp plants and leaves and stuff. You don't even know what the size of snake holes will be like here. I cued that joke perfectly because now we're sliding down a hole. We obviously see him stand and then like fake fall, but it's whatever, He hurt his butt. Now he's gotta climb up. Oh, but that journey up seems perilous. Let's just look up some more. Kamacris is like, "Is there a kid down there?" I don't think so. Even if there is, there's no way I'm going down there. So Ichiro is just, gonna try to climb up. Which, by the way, for a kid who doesn't have almost any experience climbing, he's like doing this pretty well. He's just like full on, like, up until now, where he falls all the way back down to the bottom. Oh, but now we see a rope. A rope, baby! Well, it's more a vine. It's more, a vine. But, what's this? He does the proper thing, making sure it's sturdy. And here we go. We are about to get introduced. This is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite things in the entire movie. Okay. Get ready. Ichiro just casually hit his head on the thing. I didn't mention it for a second, but I am now. So, anyways, he's crawling out of the hole, pulling up the rope. You see someone? Oh! It's Mania! Let's go! Let's go! Come here, I won't hurt you. You sure? We don't lie like humans. Probably one of the best lines of this movie. We don't lie like humans. Because, yeah, humans lie to get what they want. Thanks for saving me. What brings you here? I wanted to see you guys. Won't your mother and father be worried? They work all day. I'm alone after work. After school. I almost said work. There's Gabara. Gabara and Titanosaurus are the two monsters that have the most annoying roar in like all of the Godzilla franchise. Yeah, he's really mean. You ever fight him? No, he's really strong. Why would I do that? It's just like my situation. Your situation? Yeah, with the Gabra I know. Yeah, I love the parallels in this movie. I also love how they intentionally made Gabra a really ugly monster because Ichiro views the bully as a really like ugly person, you know, because he's bullying him all the time, so he views him as ugly. And so Mina and we, the audience, are supposed to view like Gabra as an ugly monster too. I just like all the parallels, you know. I think they made the story very well. So now we're introduced to the plot of why basically this entire movie happens. Ichiro's mom can't come home because one of the other maids is sick and she works at a maid business. So she has to fill in for them. So yeah, this is one of the only scenes in the movie that we see of Ichiro's mom. Isn't that wonderful? Now we see Mr. Toy Maker Man waking up Ichiro. But Ichiro didn't want to be woken up because he was having a good dream with Mina. So he tells him next time he goes to bed, don't wake him up because he was having a dream where he was meeting Mina and Godzilla and, you know. Also, quick little thing to notice about this movie. This movie is set in the real world, you know? So like this movie literally is set in our world where Godzilla is a movie icon, you know? He has figures made of him and stuff. So I really like that. I think that's cool, you know? Now he can't fall asleep again. Sorry that I stopped talking for a second. I'm just enjoying the masterpiece that is this movie. By the way, if you ever think I'm being sarcastic about this movie, no, this is genuinely my favorite Godzilla movie. Hey, Ichiro, get over here. Come here. Yeah, so Ichiro just snuck out of his house. The bullies are yelling at him, and he runs. Poor kid. There's the building. Also, I do believe that shot of the building might have been cut out in the American version. That one shot of the building in center frame. Like, I think so, but I'm not sure. So now we get another one of our common set pieces in this movie, the abandoned building. More parts for your computer, for your toy computer. Now we're gonna get somewhere good. We get a costume change in the later scenes of this movie with this. We're gonna get a costume change when Ichiro goes on the second floor. It's not a drastic costume change. But like if Ichiro was in Smash Brothers, I don't know why he would be, but if he was, he, like this would be an alt costume for him. I'm not afraid of Gabbra. Oh, police car, let's go chase it. Cool, let's follow it. Why would you want to just follow a police car instead of going into this abandoned building? Like in the 60s, you could go wherever you wanted as a kid because there wasn't as much to worry about. So you choose to chase after a cop car? Okay, here's the costume change right here. He finds a headset and like it's just like a World War II headset. Like there's nothing to connect it to, but he likes it. That's the thing. Ichiro likes it and it's free. So he takes it. And there's a fake driver's license, which by the way is not fake, as we'll see on the third floor when we get introduced to the robbers. Okay, and we are going to pause in 3, 2, 1, pause. All right, so right now we're at about the 25-minute mark. And you're just gonna hear like a little transition thing, and then we'll go right back into the movie. I will, before the transition noise, give you a little heads up. So, yeah. And welcome back to Calling Monster Island. We are doing a commentary of, All Monsters Attack, my favorite Godzilla movie, and we're going to press play in 3, 2, 1. So now we get this little shot of Ichiro hearing the police siren, and for some reason thinking he's in trouble, so he just runs off. I mean, if you're in an abandoned building where you're not supposed to be and you hear a police siren, what's gonna happen? You're probably gonna get scared. But anyways, we're introduced to kind of our antagonist, but also like our comic relief. These are the bank robbers, and they're not supposed to be very, depth-filled characters. One is the boss, one's really stupid. The boss is also really mean because the lackey is like, I want food, and he's like, smoke. Or it's something. For sale at a great price. Jump off a car and shake it around. Don't play with that, you'll break it. It's already a junker. Any worse, and we'll never sell it. Shinpei should have gotten rid of it sooner. I have a driver's license. Stop it. A fake license isn't good for much. Right. That's kind of almost Ichiro's like catchphrase in this movie. Rats. He goes straight back to his computer, plugs in his new headset. Monster Island. Monster Island, come in. Kaiju to. Can I help you? Interested in buying this car? No, I was just, looks like junk, but it runs great. I mean, honestly, does it look like junk? I mean, I don't know a ton about cars, but it looks pretty nice to me. I definitely wouldn't turn it down. Maybe some other time. Wait! Oh, this movie cracks me up, man. Ichiro, dinner's ready. Yeah. So, Yeah, so they're eating meat right now. Which, by the way, this looks delicious. I don't know what this is, but it looks delicious. I've like almost all the food that's actually shown in this movie, I want to eat. Actually, yeah, all the food that's shown in this movie, I really want to eat because it looks good. Sukiyaki. Okay. I should know that because they say that all the time, and I've watched this movie at least 60 times. Like, no, I'm being completely serious. Like, I've watched this movie probably 60 times. I could never remember the name of this food. Hey, slow down, Lee. You'll get sleepy if you stuff yourself. See, the line in the American cut of this film is like, "Don't eat like a horse, or your stomach will hurt." Something like that. I like the line a lot more in this film than in the American version. But I feel like the American version, where they make Mina sound like Don Knotts, and they make the all the Japanese people sound really stereotypically Japanese. It's a good cut of the film. It's supposed to be more comedic in tone, you know? I always remember the opening song from that, the Crime Fiction. One of my favorite songs from the Godzilla franchise, and yet I don't think it's ever been released on iTunes, which is really sad because I really like it. It has a good, like, 60s tune to it. I don't know if that makes any sense. Okay, here's the scene I was talking about earlier. Smoking don't care for hunger. I'm starving. We're loaded, right? Forget about, yeah, this. Forget about food. Think about how to get out of here. If you're hungry, you're hungry. Like, if this guy's hungry, I think it's been shown that if you don't have food, your brain will, like, stop working and you won't know how to do certain things. Think I heard that somewhere. Anyway, Ichiro's going back to Monster Island. There he is. He just pops out of the ground. Did somebody call for the Gabbra? I love that little popping out of the trees thing that Gabbra does. I don't know why I like it so much, but it's this scene in particular that has this Miyachi's score in this film. It's my favorite Godzilla score of all time. Spoilers for if I ever do a ranking every single Godzilla score, together, which would be an absolute wreck, but. The famous scene of Mina eating a mango. I think that's a mango. I'm gonna say it's a mango because I like the taste of mango and I like Mina, so it just makes sense. Why did you come back? You said you'd help me climb up on Godzilla's back. All right. I wonder where he is now. You're not with him all the time? No, he gets mad. Why? Godzilla says I have to learn to fight my own battles, you know? I'm not watching the American version with the good voice, but it's practically the same line, but they added in, to the American version. That line is amazing. Okay, so now we're gonna get our No, for some reason thought they like split up the Ebirah fights like they do in the actual Ebirah Horde of the Deep, but they don't. Also, this is what I meant when I said Triforce Godzilla in the first episode. He has three different looks. Like he has his look from Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, through Ebirah, Horror of the Deep, and then he has the Son of Godzilla look, and then he has the Destroy All Monsters through Godzilla vs. Gigan look. He has three different looks, and I call it the Triforce suit for some reason, even though it's all stock footage, the stuff that's not the Godzilla, the Destroy All Monsters through versus Gigan suit, but I just call it the Triforce suit just because I want to. Splashy splash. Get back, get back. Let's boil this lizard or boil this lobster. I love that scene. Godzilla just kind of looks. He just looks at it, and then Ebirah just pokes him right in the forehead. This movie is a riot. I love it. I love it. I do not love Ebirah, Horror of the Deep. It is like famously one of my least favorite Godzilla films ever. And I'll talk about that someday, but the reason it's one of my like least favorite Godzilla films is because it doesn't feel like Godzilla. Because if you know the history of this movie, it was never supposed to be Godzilla. It was supposed to be King Kong, but they used Godzilla instead of King Kong because of a last minute deal with Rankin Bass and stuff. And I always hated this movie because it never felt like Godzilla. And I learned the reason why, and I was like, so that's why. Like, Godzilla doesn't seem like Godzilla in this entire film except for in the kaiju battles. So then we see this awesome scene where he rips off Ebirah's claw. He roars triumphantly. See, in the film, in the, well, in the film, in Ebirah, Horror of the Deep, I think he rips both claws off. I think so. Because I think he rips off the little pointer claw, and then, like, crunches off the like, scissor claw. I think that's what he does. I haven't seen Ebirah, Horror of the Deep in a while. Oh, here we go. The Kumonga fight, baby. This is one of the funniest inconsistent moments of all Godzilla history. Because we see this rock, right? And you can see the little blue screen filter on it, or like on the line. Then we turn around and we see Mina like struggling in the webs from Son of Godzilla. And it's like so inconsistent because Kumonga, like, because they had to have a way to use stock footage because they didn't have EJ Tsuburaya to work with. They didn't have a good budget, you know. So what they needed to do was they needed to make a brand new Godzilla film on a on a lower budget so that they could use a lot of stock footage. And they saw that kids were getting into Godzilla more, so they wanted to make a Godzilla film marketed to children. And yeah, sure. I do have a lot of nostalgia for this because I watched it a lot when I was like 4 and stuff. But I don't care. Like, I still think the message of this movie is really good. He's amazing. Yep, Godzilla did in fact fall down. Minion just pats him on the shoulder, like, "Don't worry about it, kid. Like, Minion, that's your dad." Three-point blank blasts of atomic breath are what take down is what takes down Kumonga in this universe. What's wrong? It's Gabra. Bro, Gabra again? Wasn't Godzilla like right there? Couldn't you just beat the crap out of Gabra? Also, can all monsters shrink down to human size, or is that just a mean thing? If I always run, Godzilla will think I'm a coward. I gotta fight! And then Ichiro's like, "No! Don't do it, man! Dang it, man! It's not a right fit!" Boom, boom, boom. Minya is now big. Mean, canonically, in Destroy All Monsters, Minya did kill the final Ghidorah head by like TKOing. Well, not TKO, but like strangling it with his atomic smoke rings. So couldn't he technically, if he got enough powerful of the one, couldn't he do that to Gabra? The way Gabra just flops up on the floor. This thing where he just picks him up, puts him down, and then throws him, and then kicks him into a ball. You're right, let's run. In the American version, I do like the line choice there more, because it's like, "Okay, now I think I'll run." Gabra's just pimp walking back to wherever he came from. "Yeah, I'm Gabra." "We're safe here. He's scarier than the Gabra I know." Oh no. Oh god. This is the most forced in thing in the entire movie. So, fighter jets hate Godzilla, right? Because humans, But now it's like we saw Pan America fly to Monster Island, and now we're seeing fighter jets try to gun down Godzilla. I mean, Godzilla beats the crap out of them. And in the actual Emperor Horror of the Deep, where this sequence comes from, it's supposed to be the Red Bamboo or whatever the frick that group is called. I believe it is Red Bamboo. I'm gonna check that while this scene is still going on. I'm just gonna check real quick because I just want to. He won. Yep, Red Bamboo. Godzilla's like, "All right, come on, Mia. No, I don't wanna." Oh, all right. It's like, "Bye. I gotta go train." I guess Mia has to learn too. Yes, he does. So he grows back to regular size, and then he goes to learn with Godzilla about how to do stuff. And so Godzilla's like, okay, good boy. So today, let me show you. We're gonna turn this rock into an explosion. You can also see some of the cardboard and wood that was in the explosion. It's in the explosive. It's really funny. Anyways, me just like, okay. Bam! No, I want atomic breath, not a smoke ring. Come on, Minya. Ichiro's laughing at him over here like you could do any better, Ichiro. Minya's like, yeah. Gutsu's like, ah, gosh dang it. I gotta do everything myself. There. That's how you do it. Right there. That's how you do it. There. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah. Very nicely done. Nicely done. And then Minya's like, Ichiro, I did it. I shot atomic breath. I'm ecstatic. It's excited. Then we get the Maneater, baby. Best monster in the movie. This is one of the weirdest monsters in Godzilla, in the Godzilla franchise, because it's just, you know, Ichiro's feeling something in real life, and so he, you know, makes something up in his dream, and, you know, it's the leaf, it's the creature that looks like a leaf that has been dubbed the Maneater. Here's the deal, though. There's a figure of this. I know there's a figure of this, so I'm gonna look this up real quick. I'm looking a lot of stuff up while this movie is going on, because I watch this movie all the time. Yeah, merchandise. Yes. Okay, yeah. Cast the ornament company that just does, like, all those cool Godzilla Christmas ornaments and stuff, made a Maneater one. And I mean, I know Cast is making, you know, they're known for making stuff of, like, really obscure monsters and stuff, which also, Cast is, like, really expensive. You guys ever try to look for Cast stuff online? They're expensive, man. They're very expensive. But yeah, they made one of Maneater, which is really weird. Because, I mean, it's a monster that appears for 5 seconds in this movie. But, I mean, they made stuff of, like, the giant condor, of Daigoro and Goliath, of spaceship Zanon. They made one of Hidora and the Smog Factory from one of those animated shorts in Godzilla vs. Hidora. Like, they make all kinds of stuff. Anyways, this is what I find interesting. I don't know. They made one of, if you're a Tokyo Lives fan, they made one of Furby Jesus. Okay, now we're in the most useless set piece in the entire movie. Ichiro being kidnapped. So Ichiro is just setting traps for these guys, just watching them, you know. Fall in, bad man. Fall in, bad man. Yeah. I will say, this is a really weird set piece. It's just literally... it's literally just, like, the same set piece we were at before, but dark. I mean, I much prefer Monster Island because we get to see Gamera and Minya fight, but, you know. And that's exactly what's happening. Gamera and Minya are fighting. Also, it seems like the atomic smoke rings just annoy Gamera. And then he just bats an arm at Minya. then this scene is brutal. He just holds Mina by the head and just starts electrocuting him. And then, boom, hammer punch. Yeah, the hammer punch is where he, like, holds a bunch of electricity in his hand and then just punches. That's, canonically what that move is called. Here we go. The boulder sequence. Wham. Hits Mina's tail. Bam. Right in the face. And Gabra's like, oh my god, it burns! Why would you do that, you little punk? I'm gonna get you. And Mina's just like, come on, man, come on. And then he just keeps dodging. Gabra hits his head on rocks and stuff. It's hilarious. It's wonderful. Yeah, you want a piece of meat? Come on, come on, man. Wah. Come on, come on. Let's go. Come on. You want a piece of meat, Gabra? Come on, come get me. Wham. Gabra's just like, gosh dang it. He's like, dad. Gabra, this monster. And Godzilla's like, no, I want you to deal with it yourself. Because Godzilla's trying to show his son that you need to stand up for yourself. You know, you need to stand up for yourself against monsters and stuff. So Mina's like roaring and, you know, doing all the stuff that Godzilla taught him to do. Like, Gabra freaking chest bumps him. Pounds him into the ground. And then, yep, throws him. Electrocutes him again. And then Godzilla's like, okay, stop messing with my boy. He's like, this has gone too far. I wanted Mina to stand up for himself, but you need to lay off my kid. And then we get this. Arr. Mina's just biting him, just sinking his teeth into Gabra. Hey, I got an idea. Alright, so we are going to pause in 3, 2, 1. We're at about the 50-minute mark of the movie, and there's like 18 minutes left. So basically, you're just gonna hear one more of those lovely transition noises, and then we'll move right back on to the next part of the movie. So yeah. And we're back to Calling Monster Island. So, we're just gonna press play in 3, 2, 1. Okay, I believe this was my favorite moment from when I originally reviewed this movie. By the way, when I was thinking of an idea for my 2-year anniversary, because the reason I didn't do a 1-year anniversary is because I forgot. Because I was going to do a 1-year anniversary, I really was, but I forgot that it was even an anniversary, so it just blew past me. But for my 2-year anniversary, I knew I wanted to do something special. So I think we're going to start doing this commentary thing. I think this is a cool format. I like this, just being able to watch the Godzilla movies that I love and, you know, kind of give you, you know, my exact thoughts on them. Because, bam. Sorry, I always like to time everything. I don't know. Mina catapulted Gabra. Anyways, I just like giving my opinion on Godzilla movies. And, you know, you really get to know my full opinion with this format, you know. Did Mina just, like, slap on his face. Oh, the infamous leg, like the leg thigh bite. This battle is cool, okay? I don't care what you say. This battle is cool. It's Godzilla versus Gabra. Gabra, I imagine to be a teenager picking on a like an 8-year-old. And Godzilla's like, ah, oh, you think you're young, so you're cool, right? Yeah. Guess what? I'm gonna mess you up. Bam! Go, Godzilla. I mean, at this point, wasn't Godzilla like in 69, he was 19 at 69. In 69, so it's 70 in 75. In 75, when he actually turned 25. Yeah, wow. So if you look at this, it's like actual like years around. Godzilla's a very young father, but Godzilla's probably like in his 30s. He's like a 30-year-old single dad. And he's just trying to stick up for his boy and trying to teach his son how to be the king of the monsters when he's gone. Godzilla's really strong. I think, yeah, Gabra limps away with his tail between his legs. He doesn't have a tail, but I get what you mean. See, in the American cut of the film, the line is, "Go home, Gabra. You are a loser. No, I'm your friend. Don't. Minya, help. Help me." Bro, Godzilla was just trying to pick you up and you ride on his back like you wanted to do. I get it that like giant monsters can seem scary, you know, up close at first, but you said you wanted to ride on his back. That's all he was gonna have you do. So, I mean, you know. Also, people have always been like, why are they taking the kid, you know? Like, the ki he's just a kid, you know? Like, why are they bringing the kid? But the thing is, yeah, they say he's their ticket to freedom, but also, they can't have any confidentiality. I don't know why I said that word. What I meant to say was that, they need everything confidential, so they can't have just some random kid saying, yeah, those robbers who stole 50 million yen, I know where they are, and I know what they're doing. Like, you know, you can't have that. You can't have some kid just saying you know exactly where you are if you're a criminal, you know? You can't have that in the industry. So they're just, you know, piling him in the back. They're hot wiring this car, which not only is hot wiring a car definitely a crime. This guy is very bad at it. Keep quiet, you hear me? I mean, that was a really stupid idea to not tie his legs up because he could easily untie that, first of all. Godzilla says I have to learn to fight my own battles. Yeah, there we go. Here's the deal. He can easily untie it from the, you know, from the hands. But from the feet, he can't walk, you know? Arr, he just bit him. Yeah. Screw that robber. That's why I mean comedic relief, because they just ran into They just ran into that building. And so now, gotta run, 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 run. I just imagine that song. That goes like. Everyone probably knows what song I'm talking about, but if you don't, it's that song that happens when like comedic stuff happens, when they're like running around and people are trying to find someone. It's a whole thing. It's a comedy format. Anyways, there's Ichiro. This guy is always calling his henchman idiot. Like, if you want people to like you, don't call everyone idiot all the time. You didn't go to Yale, did you? Also, I think these robbers might have the sight of a bat. Because Ichiro was right there, and they didn't try to look and, like, just see. Actually, Ichiro was just a ghost the whole time. Again, why do you need the kid? I don't really understand why you need the kid. I mean, I get that I just did say, confidentiality and stuff. You gotta keep everything confidential. But like, here's the deal. You scared him like that. You held a knife up to his mouth and stuff. I don't think he's gonna tell anyone. Like, if you find him, you could easily just go, "Hey, don't tell anyone, kid." Or like, at first, be like, "Don't tell anyone we were here. Take the license and just go." Or just take the license. You literally could have just taken the license and gone, but. No! You gotta be idiots! By the way, this entire scene of just robbers looking at things, it's stupid, okay? Robbers looking at things doesn't sell. What's my car doing here? What? Very strange. What's this? What's this? This isn't mine. Oh my God. Still looking for the kid. There's a big bag of cash in my car. Yes, cash. Huge wads of it. No, it's not mine. There's nowhere to run. I found him. I found him. There he goes. There he goes. He probably just broke both of his legs. He fell through the hole and probably broke both of his legs. And what does the boss do? He goes, "You blockhead." And throws something at him. It's not broken. Where's the kid? Upstairs. Why didn't you say so? Hey, kid. Stop! Stop running! Hold it! Get back here! Da da da.
Called to you, brat. The freeze frame of this guy just running at him. And then he trips on a box, does a flip, gets his head stuck in another box, and then gets up and then throw Barbasol cans at him. I reference Jurassic Park. Knife versus fire extinguisher equal instant success. I think in this particular sub, I don't think I've watched this sub that's on HBO Max, because in this particular sub, they cuss more than I thought they did. Mr. Shinbei! Mr. Shinbei! He's like, oh my god, Mr. Shinpei, I got kidnapped. Drop the knife, drop the knife! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please let me go. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Come on. You fought those two all by yourself? I had to. It's all right now. Let's go home. Well done, Sonny boy. One well done. Mr. Shinpei is probably the best character in this entire movie. Japan. Wide shots of Japan. Ichiro's mom. But don't we need money? Of course, I wish you and Dad were home all the time, but I can take care of myself. This is a really heartwarming scene. He's like, I can take care of myself, don't even worry. And then she's getting him ready for school and stuff, you know. He says, bye, Mom. Bye, be careful. And then she just kind of starts to cry. It's really heartwarming. She's just trying to hold back her emotions, so she just starts picking up everything and stuff. These freaking reporters are like, hey, kid, hey, kid. You weren't scared all alone. I wasn't alone. Was someone with you? Who was with you? Me and you. What? That's right. Gotta go. Let him go. He means Minya the monster. You know, from those Godzilla movies? Oh, yeah. I think I understand. He's like a higher power. A higher power. That's right. Adults believe in gods. So why can't kids have their own gods too? Like Minya. That is one of the best lines I've ever heard. Sachiko! Sachiko! Did you buy this month's manga magazine? No, you can read mine. Sachiko, an amazing friend, offering Ichiro to read manga. Okay, that's the thing. In the American version, they never say what Sachiko's name is, but in this version, they do say that her name is Sachiko. There we go. Ichiro's taking out the bully, baby. Yeah. Get him. By the way, this like slowed down, sped up technique that they're doing, you might think that stuff is like skipping and stuff like that, but I promise you, it's not skipping. That's how it always is with this movie. It's not skipping. I hate bullies. All the other kids that were friends with Sanka were like, yeah, this kid's cool. And then him and Sachiko just, well, actually, it's just Ichiro. Ichiro's like, I hate bullies, okay? I hate them, okay? They suck. But here's the thing. I'm not weak, okay? I am not a coward. So he goes over, goes bam, 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 bam. Alright! Here's the deal, okay? People say, you know, Ichiro's becoming a bully. I do not agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. Because of this scene we see right after this. Run! Sachiko, Sachiko, follow them. Okay, this is the scene that I think is the redemption for Ichiro, okay? So we get this final scene with Ichiro's dad. Ichiro! Please don't apologize for me. What did you do? It's all my fault. Where are your parents? You did that? Thanks, Dad. Wait! I'll pay your laundry bill. See, here's the thing. That is the redemption. Because they say, and this is a certain sub. They say it better in a different sub, but he goes, okay, Dad, there's this guy. Whatever he says I did it, okay? It's my fault. Just, I need to get to school, so will you please vouch for me, you know? And that's the end of the movie, everyone. How'd you like it? I loved it. It's my favorite Godzilla movie, so of course I liked it, but you know. So yeah. I love this movie. And it just felt, you know, appropriate to, you know, I don't know, it felt appropriate to cover this, you know, do a commentary of this, I don't know, talk about this in some way, you know, to just celebrate this awesome movie, and this awesome occasion of 2 years, you know, that's awesome for me. I never thought this was going to get to 2 years, but look at me now. And I could have never done it without, you know, any of you. So, from the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank each and every one of you who has tuned into almost every single awful episode that I have put out. So, yeah. This was a big, big deal for me. So, yeah. Thank you, everyone. This was an amazing experience. So, yeah. Without further ado, write a review on iTunes for me. You can listen to my podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And, yeah. Share, like, subscribe, comment. This isn't YouTube, so you can't do hardly any of those things. But anyways, goodbye.